MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And this is North Shore Today for Monday, November 18, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Teacher strikes continue in Beverly, Gloucester, and Marblehead. Newburyport Mayor explains housing decision. Partly cloudy near 60, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:31 p.m. Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News that the Beverly teachers' strike stretched into day 12 on Monday under increasing acrimony and the possibility of further state action. In an emergency motion filed with the Department of Labor Relations, the school committee said the Beverly Teachers Association does not have enough money to continue paying the daily fines that were imposed by a judge last week, and that other measures are needed to stop the strike. The filing by the school committee did not specify what those new enforcement measures might be. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos is reporting there's still no contract for Marblehead teachers, and school is once again closed today. Besides tentatively agreeing to creating a joint school safety committee, not much progress was made over the weekend during contract negotiation sessions between the Marblehead Education Association and the school committee through a state-appointed mediator. And in Gloucester, Ethan Foreman writes in the Times, despite online and other statements of progress in negotiations over the weekend, Gloucester School Superintendent Ben Lummis announced about 6 p.m. on Sunday that school would be canceled Monday, the sixth day lost to the educator strike. More news after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
The Gloucester Times is reporting that Essex and Manchester-by-the-Sea are holding special town meetings this evening. Essex special town meeting begins at 6:45 p.m. at Essex Elementary School, 12 Story Street. That meeting will consider a warrant of 17 articles. Manchester-by-the-Sea special town meeting convenes at 6:30 p.m. at Manchester-Essex Regional High School, 36 Lincoln Street. The Manchester-by-the-Sea special town meeting will consider 4 articles. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon has an update on housing.
So this week, the first thing I did is I was able to sign the Port Plaza development agreement. I've been giving you updates on that. Part of the agreement, I had to go to the Water Sewer Commission and ask for some help around some of the privilege fees and connection fees with it. So, you know, again, the water connection fees weren't touched. We worked out a payment plan for the other fees, $475,000 over 20 years. So we're going to get over $820,000 of privilege fees from this development. And it's going to be a friendly 40B, right? So there's going to be 25% affordable units at 80% AMI. There's going to be 212 units total. Those units, and they're all rentals. The affordable units are protected forever. The other rentals are protected for the 35 years. And, you know, they're going to be in charge of traffic studies and pedestrian improvements inside Port Plaza. So a lot of good things happened with this agreement. So, again, I just want to thank everyone involved. I want to thank the counselors that helped me with, some of the drafts of the development agreement. I want to thank the Water Sewer Commission. I had to go to 2 public meetings and talk about this with them. And they actually came up with their solution to it, which was, I thought, was a really great compromise. And when I say privilege fees, right, those are 20 years ago, or just about 20 years ago, there was a $3 million sewer upgrade on Low Street. And so these privilege fees were put into place. That bond is just about paid off. Okay, it'll be paid off in 2 years. And the balance on that bond right now was $475,000. So the Water Sewer Commission came up with a compromise where the developer would pay off that bond so that that project would be completely paid off. Now, they're going to do it over 20 years at 4% interest. So and they're actually not going to pay $475,000 there. They're going to spend over $820,000 over the life of that 20 years. So that'll be money that will keep coming into the city. And at the end of the day, this housing project will bring in close to $700,000 of revenue to the city for years, right? So, I mean, again, a lot of positives with this project, and I do think that's the area of town that can handle the density and you know, the people that are going to come with this project. So I was really excited about that. Much-needed rentals brought to that end of town.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corner podcast. And Adam Levine is writing on AdamLive.com. Hundreds of community members gathered outside of U.S. Representative Seth Moulton's Salem office on Saturday to protest his anti-transgender comments regarding transgenders' roles in youth sports teams. Many spoke at the event, sharing their stories and support for the transgender community. This included local elected officials from Beverly, Lynn, Newburyport, and Salem, as well as social rights leaders and advocates. North Shore Pride President Hope Watt-Bucci said the event was for the transgender youth community. Salem Councilor-at-Large Kyle Davis, who co-organized the event, said the event's turnout shows the community support of the LGBTQ plus community. In sports, the Ipswich volleyball team captured its fourth straight Division IV state championship over the weekend with a 3-1 win over Bellingham. Congratulations to first-year head coach Brian Reed and his Ipswich team. The Hamilton Wenham girls cross-country team captured a Division III state title. Grace Rich was the Generals' top runner. There are two North Shore football teams still alive in postseason play with state semifinals this coming weekend. St. John's Prep in Division I and Swampscott in Division VI. The Prep will take on Burlington on Friday, while the Big Blue meet Fairhaven in Milford on Saturday afternoon. In tournament playoff action today, the Masconomet girls soccer team plays Mansfield at Walpole at 5. Hamilton Wenham girls soccer team will take on Linfield at Manningfield in Lynn at 5:30. In pro sports, Patriots lost to the Rams yesterday at Gillette Stadium. The Bruins and Celtics were both off yesterday. The Bruins will host the Blue Jackets tonight. The Celtics return to action tomorrow night when they host the Cavaliers. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.